Today on Gardening in a Minute, Mandevilla. Want to elevate color in your landscape? Try using Mandevilla, a woody flowering vine that can twine its way up a variety of supports. Mandevilla flowers can be pink, white, or red, and look like small trumpets that end with a twist. Larger cultivars like Red Velvet and Alice DuPont can reach 20 feet in a single season and are perfect for trellises and arbors. Smaller cultivars like Sun Parasol Burgundy can be trained over mailboxes and used in hanging baskets or containers. Plant your mandevilla in full sun in well-drained soil. Since it's a tropical plant, you should protect it in the winter, or you can just treat it as an annual. Water and fertilize your mandevilla on a regular basis, and you'll enjoy its beautiful blooms all summer long. For more information about mandevilla and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, live oak. Live oaks are large, picturesque trees that grace many southern yards with deep, inviting shade. Live oaks can grow up to 60 feet tall with a spread of up to 100 feet. These stately trees have many curved trunks and branches and can live for hundreds of years if planted in a fitting location. With the potential for a 6-foot diameter trunk, they need plenty of room to expand. Live oaks are tough trees that will respond with vigorous growth to plentiful moisture in well-drained soil. They need regular pruning when young to develop a strong branch structure for excellent wind resistance. Live oak branches are often draped with gray tangles of Spanish moss, but don't worry, these epiphytes don't harm the trees and don't need to be removed. For more information about live oaks and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, using rocks in the landscape. Rocks and stones are some of the most versatile hardscaping materials that you can use in your landscape. Smaller rocks like pea gravel or crushed stone are great for lining paths. Just underlay them with landscape fabric so the rocks won't sink into the soil. Medium-sized rocks can be arranged end-to-end to create an organic edging for landscape beds. You can set broad, flat rocks like flagstone into a bed of crushed stone and sand. You'll end up with a Florida-friendly patio that's attractive and also allows water to drain. And finally, don't forget to think of rocks as art. Big rocks set on their own in landscape beds make lovely sculptural accents. No matter what type you choose, rocks are landscape elements that can last you a lifetime. For more information about landscape design and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, hand watering. Hand watering means using a watering can, pail, or hose to irrigate plants. When Florida's water management districts limit watering with sprinklers, hand watering is usually allowed as long as a shutoff nozzle is attached to the hose. Hand watering is an efficient technique for irrigating potted plants, shrubs, trees, vegetables, and flower beds. It uses a lot less water than sprinklers or sprinkler systems because a minimal amount of water is lost to evaporation and wind drift. Just make sure you don't overwater. Plants often need less water than people think. To prevent waste, don't leave your hose unattended when it's running. Most importantly, wait until your plants begin to wilt before watering them. Before then, they probably don't need water. For more information about watering and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, protecting Florida's waters. Looking at a map of Florida, it's easy to see that our state is covered with a network of springs, lakes, and streams. Even if you don't live on the water, what you do in your landscape can affect Florida's water bodies. That's because water that runs off or filters through your landscape can carry excess fertilizers and pesticides into our water system. You can help protect Florida's waters by following these simple Florida-friendly landscaping practices. When you fertilize, always do so responsibly. Consider using slow-release products. Apply them at the proper rates, and always clean up any spills. Never dump old pesticides or fertilizers down the drain. Instead, dispose of them safely by bringing them to a household hazardous waste collection site. For more information about water and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.